Blog Talk Radio.
And love, I couldn't do that. They was turning us down, but the block had new jacks. It was bubbling around, and honestly, that was way easier than this was. Till I stood there, like, damn, I kinda miss her. I went from kicking it with you in the booth to getting paid, but wondering who was with you. This shit is played, I'm jealous in the worst way. So hip hop, let's relive the first date and start it over. I know I put a lot before you, but I never intended to ignore you. Everything that I did was to support you. You're the reason I live, shorty, it's all you. So before I make the same mistake, hip hop, let's start it all over, over. And before I make the same mistake, hip hop, let's start it all over, over.
We never had it easy, we never had a moment to breathe, but all we wanted was a moment of peace. Right. And Cassie's taunting you for rolling with me. Your fam asking what's wrong with you, they couldn't get along with you. A couple arguments, a couple of fights. They said we couldn't be a couple just because I was right, or because I wasn't hustling or thugging at night. They fight like I wasn't fucking you right. We made love though, but in the club they grilling me cause you feeling me. And wishing they was ill as me, cause you still with me. I heard them whispering like, why could it be? So it kept me on my toes like I'm trying to see. Keep my head above the Joneses, I'm better with the flows. We got nothing to hide, let's express it in the open. Got nothing but pride to develop in the close. Hip hop, so accept it or get over it.
I know I put a lot before you, but I never intended to ignore you. Everything that I did was to support you. You're the reason I live, shorty, it's all you. So before I make the same mistake, hip hop, let's start it all over, over. And before I make the same mistake, hip hop, let's start it all over.
Look, Tripp, look, Hope, stop playing. I used to give you everything, you ain't wanna be saved. I used to skip class for you, just to watch and listen. When in class, I just reminisce. Maybe write you a letter, still with a kiss. Thinking I'ma do her when I get back to the crib. Relationships is work, you get out what you put in. At least that's what I thought till I seen you on the strip. Down at bike week, some big nigga Jeep was slumming it in the strip club, flirting with the freaks. Seen you going both ways and almost got weak. Then it turned me on as the truth dawned on me. You's a high price, something like a hoe, it's amazing. Seeing you was like memoirs of a geisha, trick for the paper. But I ain't spent shit to get up a conversation. The love's complicated.
I know I put a lot before you, but I never intended to ignore you. Everything that I did was to support you. You're the reason I live, shorty, it's all you. So before I make the same mistake, hip hop, let's start it all over, over. And before I make the same mistake, hip hop, let's start it all over. start it all over, over, over.
My beautiful lady. most men would do. Trying to reach a pinnacle, you're so non-typical. Sexual individual who's more with a spiritual. Yeah, you bought your bitch, you gotta love it. Most complaining, never got the guts to rise above it. Explain how it is, how you does it, how you does it. Stress, they retain like a case of bad luggage. Yeah, high self and high esteem. But you gotta add, it's kinda rare, you entice these. They trying to steal your heart, you got it locked, they ain't got keys. They wanna beat the box, you tell them not, it's not free.
Yeah.
Take it, breathe. It's whistle missing with some solid traditions. In my opinion, see the difference, they can't finish it. Sentences, they just you out the ordinary. This is my commentary to get you laid out on my itinerary.
This for my sexy ladies, independent from all around the world. I love them, and all my beautiful ladies, I love what you're doing. And when you hear this song,
yeah, use those words effectively.
Move that body sexually. Come on, move.
Words effectively.
Move that body sexually. Come on, move, girl. Come on, move, girl.
Then release that stress, and you will be free to live a life filled with love, no misery. And you will be healed by love so easily. And float in the clouds above so peacefully. But first, you gotta show me what you're feeling right now. Be transparent so I can see clearly. Just like I'm speaking right now, I know you hear me. Even though I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking clearly. And I write what I feel, that's why they fear me. I just need space to express, so I don't care if they hear me. I hope you're hearing this lesson, cause I'm explaining the theory of how to clearly express everything that you are feeling.
Ballin' out, holdin' that smoking. As the world go round,
The prices go up as the tops go down. They duplicate, we innovate sounds. That's why I never play my new shit round them clowns. King shit, Rolex crowns. We chopping paper in here. Don't know what you talking about right now. We sitting in this 560 SL. Big paper on the low like a Coke sale. 560 SL. Heard they trying to stop us, but oh well. 560 SL. Big paper on the low like a Coke sale. 560 SL. Heard they trying to stop us, but so.
I'm finished answering questions about personal shit. Tired of niggas running up on me asking for verses and shit. Been to many places where they act like we ain't supposed to be there and they don't respect us till we start cursing and shit. I might need a hearse for my fit. My verse is so tight that I have to write them in cursive and spit. I might need a nurse, I'm that sick. I might need a girl who don't care about purses and shit. I might be the best of my time. My team record perfect. Can't achieve unless you working. I done came a long way. Came a long way. These boys ain't never seen it or heard it. That's why they show me love and respect when they see me in person. Show you how to be a boss instead of being a burden. Spread love, that's the player way. Got your main bitch and my Mercedes rolling up. Thought I told you I'm a shine fool. Pocket full of money, keep them pistols in the tuck. Get my 560 SL.
Big paper on the low like a Coke sale. 560 SL. Heard they trying to stop us, but oh well. 560 SL. Big paper on the low like a Coke sale. 560 SL. Heard they trying to stop us, but so.
Bad, trying to turn it down. You told your booty was wildin'. Once you heard Wu, added a blue, your niggas are screaming, our guns shoot. Sharpen toothbrushes, 190 mix with baby oil and shit. Your man's in the kitchen stashing ice picks. Well, I'ma end this with a big red cherry on top. Me, Nas, and Ray got the best product on the block.
Blurred up,
throw your
hands
up,
good shit,
back the magnet. Say whatever y'all want,
your eyes open and
wild
and your fly shit. Pocket is a ghost, floating on the nine, niggas in the world.
Don't be afraid. Don't run. I'll not chase. Sure, my name is Elwin, and you'll be back for a taste. Taste, 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 taste.
Fifth squad. Yeah.
Killers.
It's the border with you.
Okay.
I know.
I know.
Yeah. It's like. Getting real rough. Getting rough for us these days, and I know everybody.
I know we're about to something, dog.
Seems like it's a little hard to get up in the morning and go on, but
I know we're about to something, dog.
You gotta keep your head high, your ears to the sky. That's the way to keep your soul alive, you know? Struggle to struggle. Call me the bottom of the barrel scraping. Walk with my head up in this hawk, my heart's shaping. Shape shifting, we grown, me and you was raised different. I'm on a greater mission. I take my folks serious, pipping like I paid admission. Just to get into this life we living. I make all of my moves with precision. I never paid much attention to superstition. I try to spit it, try to kill it just for y'all to listen.
I urge y'all to listen.
See, I never needed no heroin. I was raised by heroin, which made me a better man. I'm able to plant and stand firm on my own too. I'm a strong dude. There's still a lot of stuff that I won't do if I want to. Uncle Sam is calling you.
I'm rallying on my troops.
El Cap, we tan. I'm back from the promised land. Came back with Malcolm's plan. I want the appropriate acres and a short horse. Get this boat on course.
Of course.
Y'all forgot what we was fighting for. Love and the pursuit of happiness. A righteous cause. Come on, y'all.
Yeah. 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 I know we're about to something, dog. I know we're about to something, dog. Yeah. I know we're about to something, dog. I know we're about to something, dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Killin'
check. Look at this world, look at this life that we live in. It's so covered in hate, never escape haterism. It just spread in the next illiterate sex, happy bachelorette. Whatever they do, baby booming, generation X. Yeah, they learn fast how to whoop ass, you can hold a text. Yeah, they spend cash and we teach y'all how to blow your checks. I'm rhyming riddles, mother with satin pillows. Got a little dildo to fold you up like an armadillo. Brass knuckles, I'm making relief and muscles. Grand hustle, I'll be balling for life like Bill Russell. Rubber shots to the drop you like Kerry Kittles. Use words that'll shock you like COVID's acquittal. And when you panic, I bring damage, assets granted. How you manage on being average, you don't understand it. My main objective is spent, dodge and reject your hits. Best be protecting your mitts before she get wit. A mind-boggling wit, and live photographer's pick. Knowing the guy gonna be rich before he's 26. Asking me if I'm a singer or rapper, I'm both. And dope enough to get my beat manufactured. No, I'm not the next for real to Kanye West, but I will be next to fulfill the big man's check, though.
I know we're about to something, dog. I know we're about to something, dog. Yeah. I know we're about to something, dog.
Yeah.
I know we're about to something, dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to me now. Parallel to griots. Drum beats fill my soul. I'm stories told to 3-year-olds about soldiers in the street for what? So they can grow up to envy these ignoramus. It's time to slow up this fast ride. Let me explain it. My Zilla daddy was on heroin as well. And he turned out to be a god. But what's your excuse to tell? Sort of like Dave Chappelle, the way you sketch reality. But pale face is planning to kill us all with no humanity. So there's no sanity, not even sanitary. The disease is buried. Get some heads to bury. I never thought it cost me my life to bust a cherry. To see the age of child support, man, life is scary. You used to just see dope fiends on the street. But that changed because Whitney Houston doing shows high on TV. But that's just me. I'ma turn it back over to the fear. Y'all preach.
Brothers these days, they stuck in their ways.
back. They keep violence black on black.
Yo, yo, yo. Uh-huh, grow up.
Time coming, but you know what they say, Kanye. Slow motion better than no motion.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late.
Uh-oh.
So I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to give.
Uh-oh.
I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and white.
Uh-oh.
Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga knows slow motion better than.
Uh-oh.
To hear the story again and again about these young brothers from the city of Wan. Like juice and gin in the city we blend. Amongst the hustle, titties and scams, 50s and rims. Y'all know the sweet wells and trucks, the details. Heartless females that wanna ride in them. Felt the south side venom and raw hides and denim. Pimp minds collide with them, a system that tried victims. We living in my man in the fast lane, pivoting. On the block, white is selling like Eminem. On the block, you jump off like Kim and them. On the block, it's hot, you can feel it in your skin and it. Shorties get the game with no instructions to assembling. Eyes bright, it seems like the fight is imminent. Call my man Cuzzo like I'm kin to him. He trying to stay straight, the streets is bending him.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late.
Uh-oh.
So I had to do what I had to do, cause I had to give.
Uh-oh.
I'm up all night. Until the blue and white. Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga knows slow motion better than.
It's all good in the hood, like raps and gems, throwbacks and Tims, blacks and rims. Whether on ball courts, the tires of all sorts, we never fall short. With us, it's all force like Air One. Some waves, some air guns. Today's unfair one is overfold. Cats is colder than foe. Below myself, I go toe to toe. Wondering if it's for the art or for the dough. No, I know to grow a nigga, gotta learn to let go. No, I know the dough I gotta bring back to the ghetto. Arrows on tarot, cards pointing to the grind. Poor living in more prison, pointing to my mind. Shine a light up, clench my fist tight, holding the right up. Freedom fighting dark here for the years to get brighter. Situations and jaws get tighter. My man trying to get his way to hide up.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late.
Uh-oh.
So I had to dig what I had to dig, cause I had to give.
Uh-oh.
I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and white.
Uh-oh.
Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga knows slow motion better than.
I
could make it right if I could just follow my pride, but I can't run away. You put my gun away, you can't follow me.
I break bread with thieves and pastors, OGs and masters, MCs and actors that seize and capture moments like a camcorder. You ain't killing it, Joe, that's manslaughter. Though paper can't change a man's aura, it can feed a man's daughter. I stand for the blue collar, on the side making a few dollars. Like Sam Jack, they maneuver through drama like
I know I could make it right if I could just follow my pride. Kanye to the, yeah, okay. I'm getting spins all day in L.A.
Hitler. We could go to the D where Dwelle dwell. DC, PG, or ATL. Back in the shy, mean my life like a magazine. Honey, wanna know the details about my ebony? Well, that's XXL. Father's the penthouse, yeah, that's upscale. Mademoiselle got a hell of a black tail. I'm feeling a vibe, a body and soul. I heard you stay in a metropolitan home. Well, let's kill all the poly and I offer you a cosmopolitan. Let's jet out the club, get some oxygen. Your friends claim I'm a player, you'd be lucky to keep me. But you know people gonna be talking about us weekly. My car be in a robbery, P-O-R-T, but what's more important to me is that
open
you.
Open your ears, don't allow these words to be ignored by years. Hearing lullabies containing the same old lies. Stealing just a deal is a crime. Besides, I know you wouldn't mind trying something new, so
we all want to be famous and noticed and watched, and we all want money and riches, and we all want the finest out of life, from the most heartless gangbanger to the most virtuous police officer. And we're all human beings, so we're all susceptible to our own weaknesses. Temptation is a very strong weakness.
Too much money and cocaine for me to be playing the broke game. Why at the 9 to 5 with the no names? But
here I be. 9 to 5 and there were all of them no names. Trying to figure out who I'm gonna blame for where I be. And where I be is nothing that I ever dreamed. Everything I'm turning into was never me. None of this was scripted. But maybe it was, and I was too blind to get this. And maybe because I was too blind to get this, I threw it to the street. But look at me, I'm making excuses as we speak. See, the reality of it is, it's easier to be cold out than bundled in. And he who be on the slow route is running thin, or so it seems. And now I'm treadmilling my life on the lowest speed. All that really matters is a profit. Tomorrow I handle the aftermath of how I got it. Fuck all the worries and then all of the second guessing. I don't got time to deal with a second question. Life is what you make it be. And everything that life is shaped to be, I vow to turn it around and then bow gracefully. Not enough reasons to say no. Too many reasons to say yes, and I ain't pressed to say so. I'm dealing with the same dollar and the same dream. Lost between plans A and B. This is for what it's worth. I'm just trying to be what I can be. I'm just trying to be what I can be. But it feels like time keeps walking. Time keeps walking. Walking away from me. So for what it's worth, I'm just trying to make what I can make. I'm just trying to make what I can make. But it feels like time keeps talking. Time keeps talking. And I don't understand what it's saying. Too much money and heroin for me to pretend to be negligent. I'm ignoring it more than I ever did. And I can't lie, they say all it takes is time to better it. But my clock is looking forever rich. Like why can't I be blessed with a more blessed set of wings? I see less as more or less everything. More or less everything that I ever wanted is all gone and replaced with what I've been running from all along. So why even entertain the chase? Why even pretend I was built to stay in this race? The truth is, my sweetest dream is so far from my hands that I don't even reach. I'm so far from a plan that right now, anything to do. Cause if the lullabies at the corner thing is true, then hit the play button. And I'll be down until it's gone. All the hopes that used to be become the sounds within the songs. And with that said, I say good morning, America. Say it once more, just in case it wasn't clear enough. Good morning, America. This is what your dreams are made from, as well as what your dreams can break from. Ignoring all the risks, all the cops, all the enemies, all the nameless bullets that could be namelessly sent to me. All the fame from pulling it, and all of the fame from being on the wrong side. Which one do you claim for what it's worth? I'm just trying to be what I can be. I'm just trying to be what I can be. But it feels like time keeps walking. Time keeps walking. Walking away from me. So for what it's worth, I'm just trying to make what I can make. I'm just trying to make what I can make. But it feels like time keeps talking. Time keeps talking. And I don't understand what it say. Turned down every offer I was given, regardless of the wrath of the temp. I'm pivot, and I'm just trying to keep it straight and narrow. But I'm seeing Satan's arrow, and it's hard not to get hit with it. I'm ducking low and praying that it all pays at the finish line, and that I don't have to pay for it when it's dinner time. But being honest, left never looked so right, and that corner never looked so bright. The outcome ain't worth trying not to be outdone. Outrun what you can, but where you run out from will always be your home base. Until you looking back home with a stone face. All the shit that you fall for is twins with your dreams. All gone, you question if your questions were all wrong. You seeing how it changed each side of the game. Cause your pink slips is they bullets. Neither got a name. Damn.
For what it's worth, I'm just trying to be what I can be. I'm just trying to be what I can be. But it feels like time keeps walking. Time keeps walking, walking away from me. For what it's worth, I'm just trying to make what I can make. I'm just trying to make what I can make. But it feels like time keeps talking. Time keeps talking. And I don't understand what it says.
Sister,
come on,
you've been
Much, man. What's going on with you, Kayla?
Hey, say, I was
saying, man, I gotta apologize to you know what I'm saying, everybody out there, man. I've been gone about 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? We had that little outing a week ago, and then last week, man, I was coming out. Sipping my allergies and whatnot, but we back, feeling like I'm feeling better, man. What's up with you, man?
Man, you know, same, man. Getting ready for next week's hip hop feud, man. You know, I'm doing it monthly now, every third Thursday. So, getting ready for that. We're doing the 21st, you know, Notorious B.I.G. edition. I guess it's a birthday, you know. So I'm getting ready for that.
Okay. Oh, that's so where can everybody, you know what I'm saying, meet you, you know what I'm saying, for the shit day? Where is it going to be held at? What time? You know, all that good stuff, man. Let the people know.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, you know, every Thursday we come out with Hip Hop Feud. Every month has its own thing. You know, this month is the Toys B.I.G. And y'all can reach me, you know, get at me on Twitter, you know, at Bridget Taylor and everything. Go to Eventbrite.com/TheToysBIG edition to get tickets. $10 for a team of five if you want to participate, but it's free to free to attend and everything. And we getting it in, man. You know, I had a good time last month for inaugural one. You know, it's a good success. We'll be doing it again. So like I said, you know, go to Eventbrite.com/TheToysBIG edition, or you can get at me at Richie Taylor, you know, on Twitter. Y'all reach me at cornerplantes.org on the blog and everything, and get at me. I said it's going down. And, you know, I went back for those that came out last month and everything. I made the success that it was, so I can have it again. So, you know, just ride with me, man. I'm trying to take over the world. Just ride with me.
No doubt, man. I make sure y'all, man, out there, DMV area, right there, man. Support my man, my mellow, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Breezy, man, with the hip-hop future, man. Make sure y'all out there, man. Y'all out there, really, whatever, make sure y'all check out my mans, man. Make sure y'all check out there, because it's fun, it's sports, it's the Notorious B.I.G., it's bitches, so, you know, my man, got some heat with those funny questions, man, you know what I'm saying? All right? Now, with that being said, man, let's go ahead and give you a little bit of hip-hop news, all right? I'm going to let the overdose, if you don't know what the overdose is, we'll get a little bit of music in there, and I was kind of putting some stuff. They have been working with Pharrell on a new album here. And it's good to say that, you know, working with Pharrell has been pretty fit, you know, rigorous, you know, so I really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? So, the reason that my man, one of the group members, Chip, he said it was very easy, man. We was dreaming, even all dreaming, that brings the actual process of us writing a song for 1 minute. We were writing out for 3 minutes, recording in like 30 minutes, so it was supernatural. Still with them for about 2 or 3 hours before he even touched the keyboard. That's put out more to us as new artists. For somebody to do that, and spit out more than even make this song. This is really cool, man.
Are you talking about the Bush album?
Yeah.
And yeah, you know what?
Not the Bush album, but the Coke Overdose.
Which one?
The Coke Overdose.
Nah, I didn't even look at the song.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not like, you know what I'm saying, an indie joint or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and it released, I know the album coming out called 2008, but they haven't, you know, really, you know, said when it's going to come out, but they dropped a little stupid joint, man. I'll be sure to say that on the radio, but, you know, it kind of sounds like I feel like a cross between the Far Side and Souls of Mischief. So you had to check them out, man.
Okay, yeah, that's something I ain't know about.
Yeah. No doubt, but real dope, man. I don't know if the Pharrell has him signed to, you know, his thing over there, TriStar, whatever he had going on, but he's supposedly also doing that album. So yeah, man, I'll be sure to drop something tonight, man. You and all the people out there that haven't heard over those tests, check them out. Real nice.
All right, cool.
All right, man, some more hip-hop news. Man,
joint, you know what I'm saying?
another joint on there with Snoop called 1212. That shit is a smash. If you're not, if you haven't heard it, I will make sure that I also post that on the page tonight. But I mean, all that will rock, but that joint on here with Snoop is ridiculous. You heard that shit?
Yeah, I heard a couple cuts, and the cuts I heard was nice. I remember I was in a Red Claw fan, you know, and the song he got in there on 1-2 with Snoop, that's nice, speaking of Snoop, that's nice. So, you know, I haven't heard the whole thing. Yeah, I haven't, but I've been so busy, so I'm going to give it a third listen to this weekend.
No doubt. Out of the Wu-Tang, I always tell people, out of the Wu-Tang Clan, you know, Ray is probably my favorite. Ray is probably there with those things, but he's probably my favorite. MC, I mean, he's the father of the of mafia rap, is what they call it, mafioso rap. I mean, the dude is nice, but be sure to check the whole joint, man. Like, it is real, real dope, real nice, man. Real crazy. You know how Ray do it. You know, Ray is going, he's going, you know what I'm saying, show you all types of shit, but it's the, I guess the poetry behind it is so raw, it's so real, like, it's crazy. And speaking of Raekwon and Ghostface, they are going to be going on tour this summer for the only built for Cuba Link 20th anniversary tour. Crazy. One of the if you're a hip hop head, you know about the purple tape, and what the purple tape means to hip hop. So they're celebrating 20 years of only built for Cuba Link. They check out the tour dates or whatever, but if he's going to be coming to a city either near or by you, but check that out, man. 20 years, man, that's crazy. Like, 95 was a real dope year. Yeah, this is definitely one of the dopest, you know, masterpieces that came out of that, man. Definitely one of my favorite albums of all time, with all the built for Cuba Link. So what you got to say about that, my man, Britt?
Yeah, they'll be here in the DMV area July 9th or the 8th, you know, so I'm going to try to cut the tickets, you know, to that. I'm definitely, you know, especially those two, and, you know, those two were my favorite out of the womb. Right. Like you said, man, 95 was a great year. I mean, 95 has to go down as one of hip-hop's greatest years of all time.
Absolutely. I think that whole span from about 93 to 96 was just, had to come correct, or your shit was just not. It wasn't good. You played. You had so much competition. Dudes was stepping it up, man. I mean, it was a hell of a year, man. It was a hell of a year. I'm sad that a lot of people, you know, said they didn't get a chance to witness that one. But I mean, if you think about it, you know, 95. I mean, you had what the only built for Cuba Links came out. You had the Biggie remix hits. You know what I'm saying? Reasonable Doubt was getting ready to drop. He had dropped Death Presidents in 95 and came out with Reasonable Doubt in 96. I mean, it was crazy year in 95, man. Real, real crazy year. Like, it was gonna be a lot of and Mob came out with the second one, the Hell on Earth joint, in 95 too. So it was wild. It was wild. A lot of shit came out, man. All right, man, it's some more hip-hop news, and my man Puff Daddy, or P. Diddy, is back in the studio, and he is set to come out with an album called MMM. So, I thought my man retired from the game and, you know, and was going to focus on his TV venture, and of course, I mean, Ciroc, I mean, he's damn near a billionaire. You know what I'm saying, off of selling that shit. But he's going to get back in the studio and make this joint called MMM. You know, I think his last joint was the last train to perish. I mean, it did what it did, but I guess Puffy can't stay away, man. So what you got to say about that, man?
I mean, you know what? It's funny how people, you know, when it diss Puffy and everything. But just think about this. Where would the game be without Puffy? Not Puffy as an artist, but you know, just what, you know, with B.I.G. and everybody. So, I mean, you know, he's good for hip-hop, you know, whether you agree or disagree. You know, let's talk about him. So, you know, he's definitely needed in the hip-hop. So, I mean, you know, shout out to him. What I did hear that he's trying to put together a new version of the Hitman, and I think he signed not to be signed, but I think Kanye West is supposed to be doing production as part of the new Hitman, just for his album.
Okay. I can't be mad at that, man. I mean, it's Puff, you know, it's Puff.
Right.
You know, he called you got ass to be, and that's, you know, that's what it is. But so stop the Puffy, man, for, you know, like I said, man, you just try to stay away, you know, from what, you know, really got to here. You know, music is your forte, you know, it builds your empire, so, you know, I get it, I understand, you can't, that's it. You know, pretty much the first level of the hustle. So, you know, shout out to Puffy, man, and you know, good luck to that. I don't know if he's going to do it on Bad Boy, because he has since school Bad Boy, but, you know, who knows? We'll see how, we'll see what unfolds with it, man. It's Diddy, so he definitely going to do what he do. All right, man. Some more hip-hop news. My man, Murs. Murs is definitely, releasing, or he's coming out with the new album on May 19th called Have a Nice Life. For all my underground heads who are, and I'm a, you know, Murs is probably one of the earliest underground acts that I wish would, you know, get a little bit more shine, but, you know, I think that keeps them authentic. But Murs is going to be dropping a new album called Have a Nice Life, man. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. The single called OK Dog dropped on April 14th. So I'm going to be sure I'm going to check that out too and see what's up with that, man. And seeing if he's going to be doing some more tours with Apollo and Madlib. And I'm making that shit real heavy. Are you a fan of Murs, man? I know you're a West Coast dude. Murs is doing this thing. You know, what's your take, bro?
Oh, come on, Murs?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been around with Murs, you know, for a long time, man. You know, and before this media album, you know, Murs been one of them cats that they put it down. You know, underground hip hop scene for LA for years now, man. Murs been a gang for about 20 some years, and I'm glad to see,
right,
you know, get a little shine now. Yeah, back then about 20 years, glad to see get a little shine. You know, with him signing into it, it's a strange music and everything. So, you know, anything he dropped, man, and, you know, I was looking forward to. You know, especially his work with TDE. He did a couple cuts with Ab Soul and everything. So, yeah, man. I mean, Murs is probably one of the best people you don't ever hear about.
Right. Like, I gotta agree with you on that, man. Murs, and of course, Fat Sean, man, kind of like my, you know, and of course, Blue, who is blowing up unbelievably right now, all over the place with it. But those three are probably, like, you know, probably the dopest underground dudes, you know, out of the West Coast that I definitely check for, you know, when they drop this shit, man. So, yeah, be on the lookout, man. My man Murs is dropping his joint, man, May 19th, man. So make sure y'all go pick that up now. Speaking of Madlib, my man Lib has been in the news lately. Apparently, he is facing some copyright charges or whatever the case may be, not paying one of the jazz artists that he sampled his royalties and whatnot, man. And a lot of that's been coming out, man. A lot of these, you know, you know, older artists, or, you know, I say older artists, but all these artists are coming out and they're hearing their music and coming back for the money. And this is, you know, so y'all gotta get these samples clear, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's serious out here, man. What's your take on that? Because my take is, listen, if you borrow the man's music, you borrow the person's music, man, you know what I'm saying? Pay up, you know what I'm saying? It's only right. Do your thing. Either, you know, get it clear, pay up and move it. What you gotta say about that, man?
You know, plain and simple, man. You know, definitely get the clearance first, you know, and if that person says no, then you could have to go another route. But if you take somebody's music, man, you gotta pay the person, man. You gotta pay the dude. You know what I mean? If that person's sweat, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, you wouldn't want them to do it to you. You know? So yeah, definitely pay, you know, pay them, pay what you owe. Matter of fact, speaking of the topic, shout out to Kwame Harrison, you know, Universal Soundstage, Border Patrol. Hip Hop Is. If you remember, he posted a long article about a month ago about how hip hop has changed, because people are now coming, you know, now people are trying to, you know, get the money back, because, you know, if you remember early hip hop is, you know, days, it really wasn't a hook. You know, it was some scratching, in my for the sample. And, you know, this article detailed how that's changed, how people, you know, now, then, you know, when they started, you know, making money, say, okay, well, yeah, you can't use my sample, but I want 85%, or I want this and want that. You know, and that's how, you know, because of that, that has affected hip-hop. And now people, like you said, the person that's still Madlib are now coming back to getting their money. So, you know, this right here has changed hip-hop as we know.
Right. Unfortunately, I mean, you can't even use voiceovers now when you're scratching. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you use a certain, like, you know, Bessel was probably one of the, you know what I'm saying, most sampled, you know, artists as far as voiceovers, but, you know, now you got to pay Bess. You know, you see, you got to pay Bess now. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah, it's cool. I think from a creative standpoint, it challenges, you know what I'm saying, producers now to kind of create their own sound. However, I mean, you know, the basis of hip hop is the sample, is, you know what I'm saying, taking an old record and making something new out of it. I mean, that's how this shit was created. So it, you know, unfortunately it screws up a true element of what hip hop was made from. But you know, like I said, man, you get to a point and you start making those type of, you know, tracks, man, you know, do the right thing. Do like Bob, you know, pay the man, pay the people, get that shit, get those samples cleared, you know what I'm saying, make that happen, you know what I'm saying, so, and that's from a producer to all producers out there, make sure I get that shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, cleared and roll with it from there, all right, man, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to talk on this for a little bit, and then we're going to jump into the original and the sample. Of course, man, the past couple weeks have been going on, you know what I'm saying, a lot of violence and whatnot in our hoods, mainly in Baltimore. That's passed, over the past couple of weeks or whatever, man. And I didn't get a chance to really get out there and you know, say nothing on that. First and foremost, let me pause for a minute and backtrack a little bit. In Chicago, man, we're going to have a rally for all the women that were killed. Due to police excessive force. And at the rally, I think only 50 people showed up, man, which is real, real, it hurt my heart to the core when I heard that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sisters been at the forefront for our, you know what I'm saying, our injustice, our problems, everything, man. And it's only right that we, as black men, or just men, period, that we return that favor, you know what I'm saying, for our women, that not, you know, we got to show our strength the numbers for them, too. They're, you know what I'm saying? Dudes are not the only people, you know what I'm saying, being shot and killed unjustly by police officers. So I want to put that out there, and I definitely want to dedicate the show and everything that, you know what I'm saying, to all the sisters we lost to police brutality. That, you know what I'm saying, we got to do our part here at Hip Hop and make sure that happened. Now, two, what's been going on in B-More and what's happening in B-More, man, I'm just glad that, you know what I'm saying, it brought about awareness and it, you know, I just hope that the job gets finished. Yes, you know what I'm saying, you got indicted the police officers that, you know, that killed the young man that was in their custody. However, let's finish the job. Let's make sure that this is swift justice, and that, you know, say these cats will see the light of day for a while. But shout out to Carmelo Anthony and all those out there that played a part in that. Shout out to the people that, you know, out there. Shout out to all the gang members and the FOI, of course, all the guys and Earths out there, and just everybody playing a part and trying to protect the neighborhood, but also, you know, make this, you know, make the country aware of what's going on and what we're not going to accept anymore as a people, man. So I just wanted to get that out there. Blue, what you got to say on that?
You know, it's only so long somebody's going to let you put, you know, keep putting your boot in their neck. And after a while, you know, they're going to fight back. You know, I don't want to get into it whether or not, you know, a rioting is, you know, it'd be right cause, but it is emotion. And it's a lot of built up emotion. And at this point, you know, talking is not doing anything. So the only way we're going to make people respect us is by taking action. You know, and it's a shame that it has to take something like this for us to take action. You know, I wish that we were more proactive instead of reactive, you know, because for every, you know, Trayvon Martin, You know, for every, you know, the young lady that was murdered, there's people out there that will never be heard about in the news. This goes on daily. You know what I'm saying? So why do we have to wait till it becomes, you know, a powder keg, a bowling point to react? So, you know, I am glad that we are reacting. And I think, you know, it could be a little more constructive. But, hey, I would never tell somebody, you know, how to feel. I just wish that, you know, we could come together, you know, every day. You know, not just right. not when something like this happens.
Right. Okay, man, well said, man. I agree with you 100%, man. Like that, you know, you can only poke a sleeping giant so long before it wakes up and you feel it's fury. And I think we're at a boiling point right now in this country. But you keep poking at the sleeping giant and it's gonna wake you, and it's not gonna, you're not gonna like the outcome that comes from it. You know, hopefully, you know, we can get that together before it comes to that. But, you know, so be it. It's up to us to make that happen, you know, either one way or the other. I just hope we do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out, man. Rest in peace to all those that lost their lives, man. And also shout out to Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, Ferguson, Sanford, all the places all over America, all over the world, man, where people have lost their lives to, you know, police excessive force, man, and hopefully we can get some laws changed, and some people in the office locally, and not just, you know what I'm saying, not just the president or whatever. We gotta affect this same man, you know what I'm saying, from grassroots, ground up. We gotta go local, man. We gotta go in our neighborhoods, community, our city council, all that, man. We gotta change it. We gotta change it here. And build it up to, you know what I'm saying, to D.C. So that's just my take on that, man. So, you know, one on that. All right, we're going to go ahead and get into my favorite segment of the day. You know what I'm saying? This is the original and the sample. Now, tonight's original comes from the one and only, the birthday boy or birthday man himself, Mr. Stephen Morris, better known to everybody as Stevie Wonder, man. So today's his birthday, of course, so I got to play one of his joints, and of course I'm going to come right back behind it with the sample. Stevie has so many joints that's been sampled, so I just kind of had to break it down to it was something that was, you know, a little bit accessible, but not so much crate digging. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. Tonight's original is Stevie Wonder, That Girl, and then we're going to come back with the sample and, you know, say, do it like we always do. It's Hip Hop Heads Radio. Let's go.
Don't be too long. Before I tell her that I love her. in elementary. Thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that dug like tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the teeth deceased. Call them the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years, been shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the moon and to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many tears. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Drive by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change. But ain't no future right for me, I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy. Disillusioned lately, I've been really wanting babies. So I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more, I'm falling to the floor. Begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears. I've lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Better lyricist, but what separates him, you know, to them in my mind,
was his passion. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't so much as how he said, but what he said. You know, he definitely had that rawness about him. You know, he definitely made you want to cry, definitely made you want to sing. I mean, the man wrote, you know, a song for his moms, man. You know, so he could touch, you know, the intellects as well as the gangbangers, too. So, you know, that's what separates Pac from a lot of, you know, better literacies in my mind.
What a day. So what a day. I say definitely one of the best to ever do it. I think he touched on his passion and his drive. I mean, for him to do the amount of songs that he did, every day, it's like he was a prophet predicting his own life. Like he knew he didn't have a lot of time here, and his time here was gonna be short. So he wanted to get out all that he could get out, man, and you know, made sure that if he wasn't here, that his voice was still gonna be heard, man. I guess one of the best to ever do it. A real true artist in his own right. I mean, he was a poet, he was an actor. You know, he MC on top of that. He was an activist. So, a real true artist who definitely missed, in the game, just in hip hop and the culture, just the culture period. Hip hop culture, black culture, just pop culture, American culture. He's missed on all those forefronts, man. For me to hear so many years now in the place that I am now, and it kind of takes me back, to where I was at that point, man. And then to see, the growth and progression of my own self, he was able to do that through music, man. You hear his shit later on in life, and you're like, damn, like, I'm still finding myself when I hear his music. Like, I'm catching shit, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't catch it then, as a teenager and as a young man growing up, but, as a man now, like, I'm going through it. I'm like, damn, like, he really, that's what he meant when he said it, man. It's like, you find yourself listening to that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, epiphany later on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear, some of his songs, it takes me back to where I was at a particular time, what I was going through. Like, I can listen to this song now, back in 90-something, man, I was here, this is what I was feeling, so I was going through. So the man transcends times and feelings, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, it's some songs that resonate with me, Teardrops and Closed Caskets, that definitely means, that's definitely near and dear to my heart. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So yeah, I mean, in my mind, there aren't that many artists of any genres, that can touch the emotion, like he could. He says all the time, about people from the Golden Era, but this is definitely true for Pac. His stuff then sounds a lot better than what's out now.
True. True indeed. True indeed, man. You know what I'm saying? We lost the guy, 26, somewhere around there? Look at all the music he did. Like, we was talking about the last time, like, with Scarface. Scarface wrote, his classics at, like, 24, even younger. And like I said, you look at the landscape today with these young cats coming out now, their pin game is nowhere near, to what those brothers did. They had a golden era, man. So, real crazy, man. Let's just please a big shout out to Pac. And, of course, man, happy birthday to the great Stevie Wonder, man. All right, we're getting ready to close out, man. But, of course, before we do, man, you got to let people know, man, what's going on. Of course, man, plug it one more time. The hip-hop feud, all that good stuff, man. And what's going on with you, corner politics and border patrol and all that good shit, man. Go ahead, man.
Well, again, definitely want to, let everybody know out there, Richmond, Baltimore, the whole DMV, come check me out 21st, next Thursday, Hip Hop Field, Notorious Edition. You get the tickets on Eventbrite. It's free to attend. They can always come, but if you want to participate, $10 for a team of five, man. Just come on out. You think you know hip hop, man, come on out. And test that knowledge. We got some pretty nice people coming out there. As a matter of fact, last month, the Border Patrol family came out and shut shit down, man. So definitely give a shout out to, you know, saying to Flay, you know, the twin and everybody, you know, and check us out too. We've got some things, you know, in the works with Border Patrol. So, you know, you'll see some things in the next couple months. And hopefully we can get, you know, might get an event or two, you know, out there before the year ends, but we'll see. You know, so definitely give a shout out to them. That's it, man. You know, just building my brand. Shout out to Michelle Bynum. You know, she's a contributing writer to Corner Politics. And we'll give a shout out to my man, Michael Dock, contributing writer as well. So definitely check them out. You know, they write, Michelle, she writes on Mondays, and Michael writes on Wednesdays. So check them out. Check my blog out, you know, cornerpolitics.org. And check us out, man. We're just trying to, you know, slowly but surely, we build and we growing, man. That's the move right there.
I want to give a shout out, of course, to the Sexies in the building. This is Tisha Williams holding me down as usual. And you know what I'm saying, also be on the lookout, man. I put out the mixtape. I will get another mix out there for y'all, so you know, be patient with me, it's coming. Be on the lookout for the everything we got going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep rocking with hip hop heads, man. We get ready to celebrate 2 years in this thing, man. 2 years in the game, and still going and getting bigger and better. It's still crazy. Shout out to my oldest son. I'm grooming him. You know what I'm saying? To be on this show and kind of use this as a little platform or whatever for him to grow his music chops. So y'all will be, you know what I'm saying, probably here in the near future, I don't know. But sometime, you know what I'm saying, y'all gonna look out for D Sweeties. That's what he calls himself. But I just know him as the mom. But anyway, y'all gonna look out for that. He's coming. You know what I'm saying? You gotta sign him up. And the real crazy thing is that he listens to a lot of what's going on in the mainstream today, but I groomed his ear as a kid, so he knows about the greats. So, like you know, said, we will definitely get him on here, of course. You know, we'll just keep doing that thing like we always do, man, here at Hip Hop Fest. So, like we always say, man, I'll never say yourself before and love anything. Keep God first. Everything else will fall in line, man. So, that being said, me and Breezy going to sign off. This is Hip Hop Fest Radio, man. Peace and love. See y'all next week.